Hello for the third time.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Mr. Smith, sorry about that. I'm not sure. My phone's been going crazy for a minute. This is Zach.
Yeah. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for asking. You'd reach out to us about your property on Bruce Wood?
I don't know, man. I get so many calls and stuff.
Okay. Are you not actually looking to sell it?
I would sell my mother if I could get the right price.
That's an interesting thought. I haven't heard that one before. But okay, cool. So,
just to cut to the chase, I don't sell wholesale, and I'm not interested in owner financing. And I'm also not interested in to agree into a price. Y'all go out there and look at it, and then you try to cut me $25,000, $30,000. It's just a waste of everybody's time.
I agree with you. Well, I have houses in that area. I'm sure you're familiar with, well, it's across the street from me, but Poe White Parkway. So, you know, I have houses all up and down that highway. And then, you know where Fountain Park is, I'm sure.
Not particularly. I mean, there's a million subdivisions in Chesterfield.
Yeah. But I'm interested in it. You said for the right price, obviously everything has a price. What are you looking to get? And are you relocating?
No. It's part of, as I communicated to you in my email, it's a part of my retirement portfolio. I haven't worked a job since I was 50 years old, and I'm 65, so rental income is a big part of what I do.
Gotcha. Is this your primary house, or are you renting it?
No, it's rental property.
Okay, cool. How long have you been renting it for?
I think I bought it in 2013 or something, I think.
Yeah, 2014.
2013, I think, is when I purchased it.
Uh-huh. So you've been renting it out ever since?
Yeah.
I gotcha. How are the tenants treating the place?
I've had good run with tenants. I've only had, I think, one of them that was not good. Most of them stay there 2 or 3 years.
Sure. If it's good rental income, how come? I know you said retirement is.
Well, that's the point. I'm not going to sell it unless I get a full market value price of it. Like I've tried to indicate to these people when they call, it's not a distressed property. I'm in no financial constraints. I'm not tired of being a landlord. I just have no interest in selling it below retail value.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not what you call a motivated seller.
Okay. So they reached out to you. You.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah, y'all texting me. I'm not texting you. I mean, I get letters or postcards 2 and 3 times a week on my properties and stuff. And it, you know.
So you're not even really interested in selling then?
Not unless I get, you know, full retail for it.
Sure. Okay.
I mean, why would I? You know.
Yeah. All right. Well, that makes sense. I mean, what did you have an idea of what full retail would look like?
Well, you can do the comps over there and see what stuff's selling for. It's well above $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Area 64 in Chesterfield, and that's the best school district area you can have. It's the same real estate zone my primary residence in.
Sure. Well, I appreciate it. You know, if we're interested, we'll give you a call, and you know. That's kind of all I can do right now.
Yeah, man, everything's cool. I appreciate you calling. Have a good day.
You too.